Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Stanford Route joining the show in about 25 minutes for Well Spoken Wednesday. Before we go live to NRG to hear from Bill O'Brien, OG, you've covered many of these. Give me the first question for Bill O'Brien.
I think the first question in this case has to be a technical one, kind of cleaning up things on Trevor Daniel and releasing him. And then after that, probably just going to look forward to Philip Rivers, right?
We'll see. The OG called his shot. Let's see what Bill O'Brien has to say. He's walking up to the podium right now. This is B.O.B. live at NRG.
Just felt like needed more consistency, and so brought Brian in, and we'll see how that goes.
What is it about Roby that you like mentally and physically that allows him to slide inside so easily?
Roby has a versatile skill set. He's a smart guy. He learns well. He moves well. He's got quickness and speed. He's a patient player, and he's tackled well in the first two games. So just needs to keep that going.
Can you talk about what Whitney Mercer's is doing and what are some keys to his success so far?
Yeah, Whitney has been a very productive player for us over the years. I mean, he's been a guy that really is just known for doing his job. You know, he just does a good job of setting the edge in the running game and then rushing the passer. I think the big thing for Whitney's always been health. You know, if he can stay healthy, be out on the field, he'll make a lot of good plays.
How important is it that with J.D. Nolager here, he's stepping up and maybe filling in that gap, if you will, that spot?
I mean, I think every year is different. I think there were times, relative to his usage and things like that, you know, that more of that had to do maybe with his health, you know, and things like that. I think, knock on wood, he's feeling good. His body feels good, and he's playing at a high level. Yeah, no, they're two. That's a great tandem. I mean, they both have. They're both strong. They're both athletic. They both play hard on every play. They're both smart, instinctive players, good against the pass, good against the run. Big, big challenge for us.
Bill, going to L.A., all games are important, but does this game have a little more internal importance, just knowing you got two home games after this and you guys can, you know, not just get the 2-1, but maybe prove something early this
season? Yeah, I think it's a, you know, AFC game. I mean, these games are big relative to later in the season. I think we're playing a team that was 12-4 last year, playing a team that coming off of a loss that I'm sure they'll be ready to go. We need to be ready to go. Different environment, playing in the stadium that we'll be playing in. Our guys need to be ready for that. They're playing a soccer game there, I think, the night before our game. So we got to be ready for the field and all those different things. So, yeah, no, you're right. Every game's big, but, you know, this is an important game.
How much respect do you have for Philip Rivers, just what he's been able to do in the league and continue to do at this high of a level?
Yeah, tremendous respect. I mean, to do it for that long. I mean, I've known Philip for a long time. I mean, when he was coming out of high school, I was at Georgia Tech. We were part of recruiting him. He went to NC State, coached against him. Coached against him in his last home college game at NC State. Coached him in the Pro Bowl, which isn't really coaching. The Pro Bowl, you know how I feel about the Pro Bowl. But I got to know him at the Pro Bowl. Awesome guy, very smart, loves football, is a guy that loves talking about football, and he's just had a great career. It's a big challenge for us.
Like Derek Watt and J.J. Watt, your backyard and home rivalry, he's never had a chance to play against Washington.
What a family. I mean, you think about that. I mean, three brothers playing in the NFL. I mean, that's incredible. I mean, there's – obviously not many families that can say that. And so Derek's a good player, fullback, special teams player, plays hard, very smart player. He's a core player for him. And I'm sure it'll be a fun day, and it'll be definitely some bragging rights on the line for the Watt family.
Based on what you saw of Lonnie Johnson in the first game or the last game, what do you expect of it? What do you see of him in this one?
Yeah, keep getting better. I mean, he did some good things. He had a pass breakup I think he was in position most of the time. I think he's a physical player. I think he's a guy that works hard. I think he's getting better and better, and I think he just needs to keep working and keep getting better and keep learning. This will be a whole nother challenge. This is, you know, Keenan Allen. This is Mike Williams. This is Travis Benjamin and Phillip Rivers. So this is a whole nother challenge.
What role does Danton Lynn play, and what did you like about him that got you hired?
Yeah, Danton played at Penn State right before I got there, so I knew about Danton at Penn State. He had a great reputation at Penn State as a captain and a really good player there and a good person. And then he got into coaching, and I've gotten to know his dad a little bit, who's a great football coach, obviously, that we're going up against this weekend. And then Danton, we had an opening a couple of years ago, and we interviewed Danton. Very impressive in the interview, and he's done a good job. He's very smart, works very hard, good communicator with the players. Players have a lot of respect for him, so we're definitely glad to have Danton on the staff.
When you feel like tight end, as you try to build some continuity, and you had some changes, you had some new personnel the first couple of weeks. What's it like as you guys try to get these guys coached up, and also just the whole process of pass protection,
Yeah, I think the line has actually played well. Now, we can all do better. The line has played well, but you made a good point there. You know, we're seeing a lot of pressure, and we've got to do a better job against the pressure. We've got to understand that involves more than the line. You know, sometimes there's guys coming that's not the line's responsibility. You know what I mean? So a lot goes into that. We've got to cut down on it. We know that. We're working very hard to do that. Everybody's involved, coaches and players alike, but I think that the line has actually performed well for having some guys up there, rookies or guys that haven't been in the system for a long time. They're getting better and better. They're a good group of guys, and some of the different combinations have been because of injury. You know, we had some injuries. Mance hurting his ankle in the preseason. He should be back this week. You know, we're dealing with some other guys up there that are banged up, but I think those guys are getting better and better. Yeah, big resource. I mean, Laramie likes to be known as LT, so I call him LT. But LT, I call him, yeah. So when Laramie tells me to call him LT, I call him LT. But he does a great job with Titus and Max. You know, he's always working with them after practice in the meetings. You can see that, talking to him in the meetings, you know, giving him tips from his own experience of playing in the league. And he's doing a good job. Yeah, he's definitely a great resource for those guys.
Like y'all are able to do more with the playbook now that some of these guys have been here longer and you've seen them in games.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, I think we can continue to do a better job of that. You know, you know, with Kenny, Kenny's had some big catches for some big plays for us. You know, he every time we throw him the ball, it seems like he comes up with a big play. Now, we had a big third down conversion, which would have been a big play in a game. And we got called for tripping, which was a good call. But Kenny made the big catch at the end of the half to get us down there. And, you know, he had some good plays, obviously a huge play against the Saints. So he's done a good job. And then Duke and Carlos coming in here, you know, has been a decent 1-2 punch. And we just need to keep developing them and seeing how we can use them in different ways. And that's what we worked hard on that the last 2 days. And hopefully we'll start working on that this week here today in practice.
Texans head coach Bill O'Brien live at NRG. He mentioned the Chargers and, you know, the field surface, I think, could be a factor. They are playing a soccer game the day before. But let's just be clear. The reason why I have so much optimism for this game is, yes, they were a 12-4 team last season, but they had 7 Pro Bowlers last year.
Mm-hmm.
4 of those 7 are injured.
Yeah, they're out.
They're out. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not the same 12-4 team that they were last season. And they're about as beat up as you can be. Derwin James, he's probably out for the season. Russell Okung, the left tackle, he's gone.
Is Mike Williams going to be back?
Holding out. Don't know if Mike Williams is going to be back. That would just add to it. And then Adrian Phillips, one of the best special teamers in the league, who was a Pro Bowler last year, he's gone. So 4 of their 7 Pro Bowlers are hurt. And you heard him mention the injuries the Texans have. Greg Mance right now is a really only significant one in Lamar Miller, but he's replaced by Carlos Hyde. So mm-hmm. Yes, they were a 12-4 team last year, but we know it's a year-to-year league. This is not the 12-4 Chargers that we saw last season.
It isn't going to be easy. I think it's going to be easier than you would have expected. You know, certainly I think a lot of the so-called traveling Texans are going to be in that stadium. It's going to not be a profound home field advantage for the Chargers. I think obviously the Phillip Rivers is still there, but you're facing them without their big weapons in many places, especially on the back end of the defense and at wide receiver, of course. And you're in a mode where you know you have to win one of these next two games to stay in the hunt, and preferably both of the next two games to make some hay in the hunt, I should say. Still Phillip Rivers, though. I mean, he's healthy. His arm's just fine. And so that's where you got to get some pressure on him, and you got to protect Deshaun Watson. It's going to come down to the same two things we've talked about.
You want to give me some cliches?
Boy, how about that one answer he gave was just cliche central, the cliche bell. We'll get that and we'll play it again. But anyway, look, JJ's got to get a sack. It can't just be Whitney Mercilus, you know, player of the month, by the way.
Yeah, he's getting that attention. He's definitely getting that attention. So it'll be something to get to. Stanford Rout, he's about to join the show. We're going to talk to Stanford Rout about Phillip Rivers, because Stanford Rout spent the majority of his career facing Phillip Rivers twice a season.
Yeah.
So there's no one better to talk to about what the Texans are up against on Sunday. We're also going to get into, speaking of cornerbacks, Jalen Ramsey. He had some explosive words to say yesterday. We'll hear from him, and we'll have Stanford in the building next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.